Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on the line with a look at the political field from the University of Buffalo, Sean Donohue. We're talking about the GOP field for the 2024 race for the White House. First, Sean, we're expecting a big announcement today. I'm wondering the media landscape in this, even as Tim Scott, you know, made his announcement earlier this week. Everyone was talking about, you know, hey, Tim Scott announced, but Ron DeSantis in a couple of days. It's DeSantis and Trump and then seemingly everybody else. When you see that throughout history, there's two front runners and then a whole field. How does that typically work out?
Well, I mean, I think we have to parry that just a little bit in that, DeSantis maybe, I think that some people maybe in January or February thought that he had a lot of promise and hope. But, what we've seen is that particularly since Trump's indictment in Manhattan is that the gap between Trump and DeSantis has just gotten bigger and bigger. And DeSantis has really floundered in national polls. We've seen that he has been, when he's been on the campaign trail, he seems really awkward, not really a people person. He's had some comments about the war in Ukraine that seems very pro-Russian, that he has just really floundered in the polls, and Trump has really surged.
Well, DeSantis is launching his campaign in a very different way tonight, on Twitter with Elon Musk, really not with crowds of people. What do you make of that?
Well, I mean, it is kind of interesting because in addition to Elon Musk, he's also appearing with somebody that's going to be moderating that is quite notorious on Twitter for being really pro-Russian in the Ukraine war. It's kind of one of those things where you're thinking, well, you know, who is he trying to reach with this announcement here as well?
Well, when you talk about DeSantis falling behind in the polls, why do you think that is? He had all this momentum. Was that strictly COVID driven? And the further we get away from, people's recollection of the lockdown, right? Hard to believe it was just 3 years ago. It seems like much longer than that. That when that gets further and further back in the memory, his appeal is less and less.
Well, I think some of it was that back in November, he was reelected governor by about 19 points. You know, granted that the Florida Democratic Party is not very much, and he had a relatively weak opponent in Charlie Crist. But I think a lot of people saw that, not a great Republican year nationally, but it was a very much a red wave in Florida that I think some people were looking at and thinking that maybe this is the guy that could lead us back to control the White House.
Mike Pence may still get in, so might Chris Christie. Who benefits from a crowded field?
I mean, I think absolutely Donald Trump. You know, I was taking a look at the Real Clear Politics average as far as the national Republican field, and I think we have to remember that there's the national polls, and then there's the first early contests in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina that might be a little bit different. But I mean, the one thing is that Donald Trump is not only dominating the field; he's well over 50% in the national polls. But even if you were to think that prior polls where he was below 50%, there's kind of Trump and everybody else. Kind of the challenge for the everybody else is to kind of consolidate that into one candidacy. So one of the things that we've seen is that outside of Ron DeSantis, who Trump has a tremendous amount of personal contempt for, I think we can tell, because Trump thinks that he made DeSantis. I mean, and, you know, if you look back to the 2018 primary in Florida for governor, I mean, I think Trump has a point there. I mean, DeSantis was not doing so well. DeSantis runs an ad basically having his kids on there saying build the wall, reading Trump's book. Trump endorses him, and, you know, he wins the primary by a big margin.
When you look at, you know, kind of how DeSantis has positioned himself, he wants to be seen as, you know, a Trump-like figure who can also attract independent voters and, you know, people kind of in the middle who he says Trump has basically abandoned, and you can't win without those people in the middle. I'm wondering if that's still true, or has the war with Disney and, you know, how outspoken he's been, and as you mentioned, not exactly a people person, has that worn away at that edge that he might have had?
Well, I mean, I think that one of the things we have to keep in mind is that, you know, if you're saying you want to be kind of the Trump-like candidate, if you're in a race with Trump, you have Trump. You know, you have the real deal. You have the real thing. I mean, why would you choose somebody that's not Trump? And, of course, the other thing that, you know, I think that some on the that are observing the race that are looking at DeSantis is that, you know, in addition to the Disney thing, you know, he pursued a very, very, very hard right agenda in the Florida legislative session, including, you know, a ban on abortion at 6 weeks. I think that we know for the midterm elections that pursuing policies like that on abortion have proven not to be very popular with moderate voters.
Sean, are you aware of a bipartisan political group called No Labels with the goal of nominating a third-party unity ticket, including someone like Joe Manchin?
Yes.
And what would this do to the race?
Well, I mean, I think that's an interesting question because, you know, you'd have to think that that probably draws away from the Democrat, presumably probably would be Joe Biden, you know, if they kind of have an anti-Trump message, but not exactly maybe a pro-Biden message, you know, because usually with third-party candidates, they tend to draw more from one side or the other. You know, occasionally you have somebody that maybe draws a little bit from both, maybe like a Ross Perot in 1992. But, you know, I think that we've seen in the past that some candidacies, say like a Ralph Nader in 2000, you know, tends to hurt one candidate more than the other.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.